Hey y'all, it's V, the Tax Lien Strategist, here with another segment, another episode of the Tax Lien Strategist. I've been in meetings all day. And I've talked to at people's invitation. I don't know what they think we do when they invite me, but because they seem so shocked when I get there. But it just moves me to believe and to know what I already know. People's minds are so hell-bent on not being honest. I'm not saying people are out here lying to us. I'm saying they're just not being fully transparent. Let me tell you what I mean. I heard the word by the block. I've been listening to people talk about use the term by the block for a very long time, for years now. When we first started talking about buying the block years ago, we were talking to property owners in neighborhoods. Now, the developers have kind of picked up their term and they use it, hoping to look as if they're on your side and talk about buying the block, but they're talking about buying the block for themselves. Understand that developers and builders are business people. They're people in business. They're not out here looking to buy the block for you. They're looking to buy the block for them. And so this is why it's important that the community members devise strategies for their communities. Okay. You can, a lot of people, they show pictures of, it's a game. They show pictures of buildings that are boarded up. And use that as proof of why the neighborhood needs to change, the look needs to change. Now, I'm not at all saying that the urban areas don't need to aesthetically look better. But here's the thing. Everybody is talking, but there's this big wide hole in the middle of all this talk where the truth needs to be inserted. So I'm going to insert some truth in that big gap, because they're skirting around, they're skipping around, they're moving around with all these talking points, but they're not dealing with really what the issue is. So you want urban neighborhoods to look better, then give people their reparations and they'll have the money that it takes to put their neighborhoods in pristine conditions. Okay. You cannot gentrify an area knowing that it's got some urban decay, and you come anyway and you gentrify the area, and now just because you are here, now all of a sudden it's something really wrong with urban decay, and now we're talking about buying the block so that our property values don't go down. It's just the same soup warmed over. And I want to thank those in the community who see straight through this. Now, let's talk a few minutes about black developers, because they asked me this question today. I'm going to say this. I'm not talking about any black developer in Houston I'm not talking about anybody in particular. If the language is the same as gentrification, then they're all after the same thing. I can't say this enough. If the language doesn't look different, if when a black developer says by the block and he's not helping you by the block, the community by the block, then he's just a developer, only a black one. We got to stop letting people listen. All skin folk ain't kin folk. Now, we know this saying. I hate to be saying this, because people take our stuff and they just run with it. and co-opt it and colonize it and act like it's theirs once they hear something for two or three times. But we know that's the deal. I want my people, I want urban dwellers to understand how this goes. All this education and all this training to make the community look better and blah, blah, blah. I listened to that today and I just could not stand it. And that's probably why I'm not going to be going to many more of these. I'm going to be picking and choosing who's asking me to come out because, you know, it's just crazy the things that you hear. Listen, three billionaires, three companies worth billions own 55 to 60% of the real estate in the USA. I'll say it again. Three companies own 55 to 60% of the of real estate in this country. We don't have, so I'm saying all this so that you will know how to stop people when they come to you with the BS. We don't have an inflation problem. We don't have a land problem. We have a racism problem. We don't have an inflation problem. We have a racism and corporate greed problem. Stop letting people blame you for what's going on in your neighborhood. If these developers care so much for you, tell them to get on the forefront of the fight for reparations. Okay? Tell them to go and tell their buddies who they're trying to compete with and try to become millionaires like to stop purchasing. Because see, here's the thing. Public auctions are just that. They're public. You can't stop people from flying in from other countries. You can't stop people from flying in from other cities and states and bidding on your property. What you do have, urban dwellers, is who I'm speaking to tonight, is the power to redeem. Every property that goes to tax deed auction in Harris County, in Texas, and other states, those properties can be redeemed. Those people don't own the properties yet. There is a redemption period. Develop some of the strategies, just as this group that called me out a couple of Sundays ago, I'm working on their plan to tell how tell them how to develop their strategies for their neighborhood. You want to say buy the block? Well, the neighborhood needs to buy the block. This is not for developers, this is for the neighborhood. You all by the block. And so, but here's the thing I want us to know. They are quickly trying to move us toward a multi-family living society. Okay. There's money in that. But you're going to be the renter. You're not going to be the one paying them. It's not that it's not so much land left. It's that when they choose these urban areas and they're only so big, they can only add to the top. They can only build, you know, to the top. And but that's more units for them. So they figured this out. And see what happens is, You go to your city council meetings, but I implore you to go to your city planning meetings as well. Go to your city planner's office. Those people work for you. They're supposed to be able to answer any question that you may have. So people are organizing different areas and they're calling us to come and help us. But I thank the ones who I've trained in the past who now say, hey, I got so much time available during the week. What do you want me to go? Let me do this. Let me check that. We're researchers around here. We're not just talking off our heads. We research and we research and we research data. So I just want people to know that people know when you're on to the truth. It's just that when these words by the block, understand, yeah, that's a phrase that's used But when I told him today, when we first started talking about buy the block, it wasn't for developers. It was for the property owners. Everybody got quiet. So don't wait until gentrification happens. So in other words, you know, they're making it look like we're waiting for gentrification happens so these saviors can scoop through here and now go on and drive and say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, this one doesn't look good. Oh, that one doesn't look good. Oh, that one doesn't look good. How about now we look into buying that one? And then when that doesn't happen, we'll get into some quick title action. There's a whole lot of folks going to get some papers from the prosecutor's office with these quiet title actions. I promise you that. It's ridiculous what's going on with these titles here. And I know if it's going on here, it's going on other places. But, you know, it's so many hours during the day. It's so many people we can help right now. Every time I get a case settled on my desk and handed over to the attorney, I get that many more phone calls with that many more cases of people who need our help. So the properties, you know, the people who need help, it continues to pile on. But I took this on as my life's work, and I will do it until I'm no longer here. I promise you that. But what I'm saying is, we as urban dwellers have to just be wary. I'm not saying don't trust anyone. I'm saying be wary, be advised, be, you know, make people prove to you who they are and what they really mean. I'm telling you, though, buy the block, watch that phrase, because it doesn't mean the same thing as it meant when we first started doing this and first started working with the community and trying to get this done the way, which of course it takes money, so you know it takes a little slower. Again, our government can help. You don't have to wait for gentrification. You don't have to wait for new development. The Third Ward, for example, we took great pride in Third Ward being full of old homes and structures. Now it's a hodgepodge. It's a mess. You got this new cramp crap coming up in the air, and they're just as proud. I'm not trying to, you know, put down any kind of developer, but here's what I'm saying. Unfortunately, this has just been the way it's been since emancipation for us. We, as Black people, are not supposed to operate. I'm not saying we don't do it. I'm not saying you can't make some money for a short period of time. But it's going to fall back on you because you're not supposed to operate the same way as everybody else. I'm going to say it again. You're not supposed to operate the same as everybody else. You have a responsibility to your people. We all came out of this thing together, our ancestors. Our ancestors, farmland owned by Black farmers in after emancipation up until 1920-30, we owned 16 million acres of land, and that's with only 1/8 Black people owning farmland. Now we're down a little bit over 2 million. The system of oppression keeps piling on the things that keep us from moving forward, from denying loans or of course tax assessments and credit and all the things. Listen, it's the same thing as back right after slavery. If a white man wanted your land, he could just walk up to you and say, hey, I want this land, and take it. Who was going to stop it? So it's the same thing. It's just that now people are more protected by the law. But then it depends on where you live, because I have a client with property in 3 counties, Texas counties, and they're giving her the blues, along with the help of the police authorities in that town. So I know you're tired, but you know, if you're gonna you know, you may as well roll your sleeves up and realize that this ain't the generation for us to stop. It's just more added to it now, because now we got Black developers now added to the mix. But they're moving us toward a renter society so that property, our properties can be owned by developers. And so how can you tell? Well, all these multifamily dwellings popping up. Okay. And this, you, in order to rent this shit that they putting up, they're asking for $2,500 a month rent. They're asking for a deposit of 3 times that, credit score of 810. So you already, just by that you know that you're not the one who's going to get the apartment. I'm talking to the Black and brown urban dwellers and urban property owners. So the question is, and this is what me and my friends discussed yesterday, the people who do the work that I do. What now? Where are people going to go? Because just because somebody decides that they want inner city now, and the government is, your wish is my command, and so they start moving and shaking and doing things to make it a lot easier. And that's why I watch the changes in the law so much, because I'm just waiting to take. I'm just looking for, I promise you, I'm looking for some government admin, not so much the person who runs these offices, but I'm just looking for something to, somebody to sue so we can make a big deal about it and get more traction on it and get more people knowledgeable about it and get more people aware of what you can and cannot do. So I'm constantly watching the laws, how they change, how quickly they change, on what date they change. Those kind of things are very important. Those things we used to not worry about, but we have to worry about these things now, because people are showing pictures of a building in these wards being boarded up, using that as the poster child for their why we got to take over the block. But what their meaning is, why shouldn't they have it to develop it? It'd be different if it was for you. And so watch everybody. Don't trust anybody just yet. Find out what their real agenda is and listen to them speak. And then make sure they're clear. And then you go back and you think about it, you talk to your neighborhoods about it. Because one of the reasons that things are slowful to get done is because we really feel that the cards are stacked against us and that they're it won't do any good. And I understand that. This work is not easy. If I was one of those people that gave up, I probably would have given up. But I believe in what I'm doing. I know it's making a difference. Although it's making a difference in small increments, it's still making a difference. And I know I'm biding my time. I know when to make a big deal. I know when to start putting billboards on all the freeways in Texas saying, do not sell. I know when to have the verbiage and the words, collection of words written on billboards and signs just right at just the right time. So, but that's all I'm going to say on that. But just remember that it's not about you when they're saying by the block. Or let's say this, if it is about you, tell them to prove it. Ask them when a Black developer comes to you, because you shouldn't even be listening to anybody else, because you already know it's about the Benjamins. When a Black developer comes to you and they try to appeal to your senses as we're here for you, tell them to prove it. There's nothing wrong with that. Tell them to prove how buying the block from them helps you. Don't let them talk to you about aesthetics, about looks, Because that's not what this is about. Ask them who gets the money. Follow the money. When you follow the money, then you'll know who it's all about. Okay? All right. I will talk to you all on the next segment.